if you're buying whiskey, they might fill it up to the top or something like that.
Bones.
Bones, yeah. Have you ever heard the word lagniappe around here?
Yeah.
How would that be used?
Well, in different things. It could say give you a little. Well, now I have had people tell me, "Well, I'd be trading at a place. I'll give you a little lanyard, a little extra."
That word's familiar to most people around here.
Not too much, so it's not used.
Where do you hear it? Or do you hear it still?
Around town, somebody. Or some old person.
Quitting?
Yeah. Out in the country, some old person.
Okay. Alright. Talking about swimming again, if somebody gets a water that's too deep for him, he might
drown.
Right, okay. You might say, old so-and-so got caught in the whirlpool and he
drowned.
A lot of people have
drowned
there. Talking about a baby, before it's able to walk, you say it
crawls.
All right. And say if a boy's kite gets stuck up in a tree, he's going to have to
climb a tree and get it.
Okay, if the kite got stuck up there and he
climb a tree.
If he's done it several times, you say he has
climbed a tree.
Okay. If a child is going to bed, but before he goes to bed, he was going to say his prayers. You might say he did what beside the bed?
Yep.
And if you're tired, you might say, well, I'm going to down in bed.
And lie down.
All right. Or if somebody was real sick, you might say, well, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Just lay there.
Okay. Some people, when they go to sleep, they see things in their sleep. You say they begin to
dream.
Right. And that word dream, you might say, well, last night I
dreamt.
And if you had the same dream several times, you say you have
dreamed.
Okay. What if I bring my foot down real hard on the floor?
Stone.
Okay. And if a boy has been with a girl and on a date and he wants to see that she gets home all right, he might ask her, well, may I
escort you home or carry you home?
Would it make any difference what he'd say if he was walking or in a car?
I don't really think it would. Either way, you can carry her home. Well, I guess, yeah, it would too. I'd ride you to home.
Mm-hmm. Give you a ride?
Give you a ride.
Say, if you were going to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope around it and
drag it up, pull it.
Okay. Or if your car was stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to get behind you and give you a
push.
Okay. What about if a little child's playing around the kitchen and the oven's on and it's hot? You might say, well, now that oven's hot, so
don't touch it.
And we were talking about playing games yesterday when you were little. Did you ever play a game where you had to tag a person, you know?
Yeah.
Run around, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Was there a place that you could run to and be safe so they couldn't tag you?
Yes. Yes, you'd have a place you could run to by a tree or something. Some spot.
Did you remember what that was called?
Well, some of them would call it home base, first base.
Okay. All right. Say,